Guys, welcome to The Pulse. You know what we do each and every week, bringing people together. And I'm not even going to front. When I was younger, acknowledging how much guys loved New Edition, that, you know, it wasn't as cool. But now I'm a grown man. I can step out and say I've been a New Edition fan my entire life. So the fellas being on, Michael Bivins, Ronnie DeVoe, join us on The Pulse. Hey, guys, how are you?
What's going on?
Good morning, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's funny. The guys used to hold up the walls and check for the ladies at our concerts and mean mug us. But now they're in the aisles dancing probably even harder than the ladies at in their 40s and 50s right now, man. So we appreciate the welcome for sure.
Yeah, I can't even lie. I was at RBRM and I was right there in the aisles going, look, I'm grown now. I don't have to play games with that anymore. Acknowledging quickly, I appreciate y'all stopping to do this. Mike, you're in the pet store?
Yes. I got two little boys. I have four daughters, and I tried four times. So my daughters wanted puppies. So we got two brothers, and they look like they need some elbow space. So today, I'm buying them. They're going to have their own little cages. So, yes, I'm in the pet store. And we have... Look like we have some bird stuff behind us. So we're doing a nature call. This is a New Edition nature call. This is nature life right here.
Yeah, now we're all officially grown men. Like, we're going ahead and acknowledging all that. Guys, it's hard to believe. It's 40 years, right? 40 years since Candy Girl. Ronnie, let's start with you. What does that feel like? Like that kind of longevity, that kind of success?
Oh, man. I think of a word that Ricky talks about all the time, and it's gratitude. To be able to do something that you love to do for the extended period of time that we have, 40 years, those New Edition for lifers that have been propping us up and speaking life into us and supporting us and praying for us. It's all a culmination, I believe, when people ask what is the one thing that you feel like allows you guys to stand the test of time is putting in work, right? Like 1978, this group got together, right? I got introduced to the group in 1980. And not a week went by where we didn't practice at least five times, you know, for 2 hours a day. And I think that preparation that we put in before the light was shined on us allowed us to be prepared for the opportunity to last, you know, as long as it has. And those any for lifers, man, like we definitely owe a lot of our career to them.
Mike, you ever expect something like this? I mean, you guys were kids when you started doing this. And now, as we said, we're all grown men.
What I expected was that we were going to have on suits singing to 14-year-old girls. And we didn't realize dressing like that makes all of our older pictures look like we was clean and fly the whole time, because our uniform was a $1,500 suit. So I think our style made the parents of our fans get into us just by the way we were dressed. So now when you go to the show, it's not just the Candy Girl, it's her mother who's there as well. And if the Candy Girl has a daughter, her daughter's there. So it's different generations. But I think Candy Girl, the record was so clean and our music was so clean that it widened our audience. And it feels good that when we see the 9 and 10 and 12-year-olds that saw the movie come to the show, the reason they can come to a New Edition show, because all of the real New Edition classics are pretty much clean music, which is really hard to find today. So yeah, I think we were on the right path. And it's now the flowers being watered, because when you look around in concert, you can see how powerful the group is. It's a group for all ages.
It's interesting you mentioned the movie, because as I acknowledged, like a fan for, you know, most of my adult life, and then you see that movie and realize how little you didn't know. So how much of that, I don't know, did that change things, that people now know what was going on behind the scenes? They have a kind of a closer look at some of the challenges and struggles that you guys were dealing with.
Definitely. Of course, people knew that Bobby was quote unquote kicked out of the group, but they didn't understand the backstory. And we came out in a time and an era where there was no social media. So it wasn't about airing your dirty laundry to get more likes or whatever that was. You swept everything under the rug, or you put it in the closet and closed and locked the door. And I think that was the thing that allowed us to have over 30 million people watch that story, because they didn't know the backstory of New Edition. It was like, you know, in the last 40 years, there have been so many different things that have happened in our lives, especially all the way up to that Home Again tour, which was probably the most trying time of our career. That people wanted to really just be able to have that open window and visual into. So, and the kids that played us in that first episode allowed us, like Mike said, to be able to gravitate to a whole new generation of people that love New Edition now. Like, the concert is not filled with the 40, 50, 60 year old. You know, you have the 15 year old and even the 7 year old. So we've been through some things, man. And it feels good to know that, you know, the Temptations had a story that was amazing, right? The Jacksons had a story over 2 days that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And for New Edition to even eclipse that, you know, with 3 days back to back to back with people watching with their family and their popcorn and their fried chicken wings and all of the above, sitting on the couch, gathered up with everyone watching our story, is just a testament to the underdog nature of this group. We feel like we're always reaching, you know, for this mountaintop to a certain extent. And finally, I think we're beginning to get some of the stuff that we deserve as far as being in this music industry is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Mike, that was a lot that you guys put out there. In hindsight now, are you happy that you did it? Because you guys co-produced that, right? So you had to be open about sharing that information.
If we didn't, bro, right, what would it be? You just said before you asked Ronnie the great question, and that miraculous answer is there's a lot of stuff you didn't know. If we didn't insert that into the movie, then what would you walk away talking about? And to be honest with you, let's just be straight up and keep it funky. Nobody wanted to make the New Edition movie. Okay?
Okay.
When we went and sat down with people, they told us blatantly in our face, and me, Ron, and Ricky were in 90% of the meetings.
That's right.
They said, I'd rather make the Bobby Brown story. So we were fighting against a member in our group in terms of movie interest that we always had to defend the other five by saying, but what about us? We have a story too. And that's what makes this story special. You'll learn more watching our story that it's not just about Bobby and the dramatic things that carried on and went on in his life, but you'll get the inner workings of New Edition. And I think that's why it was so successful, because people was just doing this, scratching their head all three nights and was like, damn. When it was over, the conversation just wasn't about our brother Bobby. The conversation was about everybody.
I feel like that watching that just increased the love. It went, oh, okay. Now, yeah, I'm embracing these brothers and all the things that they've been doing and going through. That story showed us touring then. Feels like you guys have been on tour for like the last 2 years. So,
like, been on tour for the last 40.
years. I mean,
that's probably out of 40 years, there may have been 2 or 3 years where we haven't done at least 20 shows a year, whether that's Belle Biv DeVoe or New Edition. And of course, all
or
the
both.
Individual entities as well.
Or
right,
both.
Right, right, right.
So, what's it like touring now? You guys still love it?
Definitely. We probably get a little bit more sleep now. We probably rub it, you know, a couple more ointments on the legs and the knees and the getting more massages after we come off stage. But nothing defeats when the lights go down and they say, ladies and gentlemen, New Edition. And we hear that roar from the crowd and feel that energy and love from people that pay their hard earn money, you know, to come see us when they can make so many other decisions And especially now when there's so many other tours going out, considering COVID is hopefully a little bit more behind us. I mean, you have access to Beyonce and Anita Baker and right. Madonna and all these other people, but they're still packing the house for us. So that right there is the thing that kind of keeps us young and keeps us moving for sure.
The Culture Tour finished. It's the Legacy Tour now. Mike, what are we going to see for our national audience? Because you guys are everywhere, and we'll make sure we put the list of all the cities on the screen. What are we going to see when we come check out the Legacy Tour?
Well, you're going to see Tank get naked. You're going to see Damien Hall get naked. You're going to see Aaron Hall going all the way off stage to the concession stand and Teddy giving you his best Roger Trotman. And then here we come after Keith, who's going to, you know, talk some smack and drink his Hennessy and get the crowd going. And then we come and just give you Voltron. I think it's a good night of R&B and hip hop. And more importantly, it's an era that some people are still trying to hold on to. So what you're going to see is one of the golden eras of music. And the Legacy Tour has nothing but hits. Everyone's catalog is incredible. So you'll be able to party through, you know, Guy, through Keith, through New Edition, through Tank. It's a night where, you know, a lot of good music and great camaraderie. To have this many Black brothers and Black queens on one tour and for things to move so cohesively is really what touring is about, all about. And that's what the Legacy Tour is. It's a cohesive run, and it was a great first week. And we go into week two where we slide through with you all. And I think it's just a continuation of the opening week. It's a great tour. Be there, get a ticket so you can see it for yourself.
We tight on time. I'm going to wrap just very quickly for everybody who's watching and knows everything that's going on. They've seen everything. You guys are cool, right? Seems like your brothers out there who are enjoying each other, even with all the stuff that has gone on in the past and behind the scenes.
That's right. That's the best part.
Yeah, we laugh at that shit right now. Yeah. Yo, remember when you did this to me? Yeah, but you was playing me when you did that. Like, it's so funny we could have that conversation. Go ahead, Ron.
Nah, that's it. It's a brotherhood. We've been through some things, but we got around the corner to a whole lot of blessings of just being here. We felt like this Legacy Tour is not about the legacy for our families, but just really being able to put some things back into these communities that have been propping us up for a long, long time. And you'll definitely see that from New Edition in many ways moving forward. But I mean, it's a brotherhood, and you know, sometimes you got to put your brother in the headlock. Sometimes you got to let him go and give him a hug. And we've been through everything that any family member has gone through with their brothers, sisters, mothers, cousins, and we love it, man. We love each other.
We, you know, the crazy part, it just goes to show you how our image and our music was one side of us. The suits was, oh, they're so classy. The music was, oh, they're so nice. But we're from Orchard Park, and we're from Cathedral. And then you've been in Boston, and you know those projects. You don't come out of there no soft chicken. So when we was going at it, that's because our mentality and what we grew up around is who we are. It's just that we wear the cape, and we carry ourselves a certain way because we're trying to sell ourselves as professionals. But we don't get it twisted. And we hold everybody accountable when you tripping or slipping. That's the indie mentality.
We give closing statement on the Pulse is always the concept of use your voice for good. That's what this show is all about. I said I was at RBRM, and you guys did a lot of talking to the audience about life lessons and empowerment and all of these different things. One or both, what does use your voice for good mean to you?
Use your voice for good. I think it's we're all put here for the purpose to be able to pass on some knowledge, to be able to use our resources, our relationships, and all of the above to make this world a better place at the end of the day. You know, I got two sons and an amazing wife, and my thing is, if the bar is set here for me, then I want to push that joint up another 15 feet to set it higher for my kids and give them the ammunition to be able to keep pushing and raising that bar higher. there's a lot of different things that are going on in life as far as Black people are concerned. We are the least of them in so many different categories. So it's up to us to figure out how to use our influence to really allow us to creep up that totem pole as far as generational wealth is concerned, home ownership, mental health awareness, like all of the things that, you know, we sit low on. It's time to raise that bar. And that's what the Legacy Tour is all about.
Fellas,
for me, I would say with the voice, I guess I probably look at this in a different way. I've been living in a say less world, meaning, you know, some people talk too much. So mental communication is just as powerful as verbal communication, or physical movement is just as powerful as being loud on the bullhorn and the mic. And I think that's another way to use your voice, is to speak when spoken and when you have something great to say. And other than that, be a great listener so you can hear what other people are saying, so maybe you could learn something from them, because we all don't have the answer.
Guys, this has been a highlight for me. I appreciate you spending some time. I appreciate being able to be a grown man embracing the history of New Edition. I wish y'all continued success on the Legacy Tour. We'll all be there continuing to support.
Thank you, man.
Let me ask you a question. Put your right hand up. Put your right hand up. Put your palm facing the camera.
All right.
Camera, palm facing the camera. Turn it the other way.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Ron, you up? We go down in three, and don't go fast. You're coming slow. 1, 2, 3.
I'm taking a bow, boy. Take your bow. All right, Bill.
All right.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate you. Guys, thank you so much for listening to The Pulse today. This was absolutely fun for me. I don't often like to admit that I'm kind of fanboying with some of the people who come on the show. But when we put this show together, we had a list of people, kind of a dream list that we would like to go after to get on as guests. Was not terribly realistic at the time, but New Edition was on that list. So to get them in, or a couple of them, to spend some time with us, for me, it was very cool. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Do me a favor, click the little button that says subscribe. So whenever a new episode of The Pulse comes out, you'll get a notification every Monday. I hope you will enjoy listening to them. Also, head over to YouTube and search The Pulse with Bill Anderson. There are a lot of really cool episodes. I was looking back on them from when we first began that I think you may enjoy going back and checking out. If you're ever in Philly, you can watch us on Fox 29, Mondays at 6:30. And of course, nationally on Fox Soul. I feel like I want to sing background for New Edition or something like that now. Anyway, hit me up on social media at Bill A. Fox 29. That is Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Bill Anderson Fox 29 on Facebook. I always love to hear from you. And I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you, whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.